Chapter 14. Mind over matter. He could drive well when he kept the speed reasonable, I had to admit. Like so many things, it seemed to be effortless to him. He barely looked at the road, yet the tires never deviated so much as a centimeter from the center of the lane. He drove one-handed, holding my hand on the seat. Sometimes he gazed into the setting sun, sometimes he glanced at me, my face, my hair blowing out the open window, our hands twined together. He had turned the radio to an oldie station, and he sang along with a song I'd never heard. He knew every line. "You like 50s music?" I asked. Music in the 50s was good. Much better than the 60s. Or the 70s. Ugh. He shuddered. The 80s were bearable. "Are you ever going to tell me how old you are?" I asked tentative, not wanting to upset his buoyant humor. "Does it matter much?" His smile, to my relief, remained unclouded. "No, but I still wonder," I grimaced. "There's nothing like an unsolved mystery to keep you up at night." "I wonder if it will upset you," he reflected to himself. He gazed into the sun. The minutes passed. "Try me," I finally said. He sighed, and then looked into my eyes, seeming to forget the road completely for a time. Whatever he saw there must have encouraged him. He looked into the sun. The light of the setting orb glittered off his skin in ruby-tinged sparkles, and spoke.